880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, South Florida, welcome to Freed on Business, and we have got a smoking show for you today. We're going to get started with a little bit of positive energy from Lolly Green. We're going to do some listener emails. Then we're going to have Patrick Murphy. He's a Democrat running for Congress in District 22. He'll be working to face Alan West. We're going to discuss his small business policies. Then we're going to have the DataCorp 10th anniversary. My main man, Hugo Perez, has got Nydia here. Look out. We're going to have a lot of fun in that segment. Social media in your business with Javier Morales and Alex Thomas is next. We've even got Javi Jr. in the studio with us today. And then we're going to have our executive health and wellness. We'll call Dr. Victor Franks down from the mountains of the Grand Tetons. And then, of course, Matt will round it out with his recipe for chicken paprikash. Did I say that right,
Matt? You're close. Paprikash.
Okay, I always say it like a gringo. I know
that's
that.
All right.
And then we'll talk about the things that get under my skin, and you're not going to want to miss that. We're going to get started right away with Lolly Green. Lolly, are you out there?
Absolutely. Yes,
hey,
I am.
Give me my jolt of positive energy at the top of the show, Lolly.
Okay. We want to feel good. We want to feel powerful. So we want to bring our smile, our positive attitude wherever we go. We have to sometimes hold back, count to 100, but don't show any anger or negativity. If you feel fear or anger in any situation, just hold back. Let that smile do the work.
Oh, you got a great smile. It works for you. What else you got?
That's it. And later you can always process what happened when you're alone. We often feel upset. We say things. Then we regret what we said or did. So we want to maintain control of our emotions. That's our real goal here.
Well, my emotion for you, Lolly Green, people may not know it, but you're my mom and I love you. That's my emotion. Thanks.
Well, that's the most positive thing I've heard all day, and I think it's great.
And I got a big smile too, Lolly. You take care. Have a beautiful day. Thanks for starting our show off with a positive dose of energy. And now we're going to do some emails.
Now, where you been, baby? You got mail.
All right, Matt, what do you got for me?
All right, let's rock and roll, baby.
This is your time to shine, Matt.
All right, we got Pete from Fort Lauderdale. He says he's a small business person and he needs access to credit to grow his business, but he can't get it. He can't get the money, even though he's got a great credit score. So what is he supposed to do?
Well, I think he wants to hire some people, and to do that, you got to raise money for your business. Now, there's a lot of different ideas. Some of them are creative. The number one thing that you've got to do is you've got to go to your community bank, and hopefully they'll help you out. If you won't, then there's a lot of creative solutions that are available for you, but they start with the community bank. And no matter what you're going to do to get your credit today, you're going to have to look out and make sure that you're ready to get every aspect of your business and personal life examined. And we all know what that means. We won't go there now, but just be prepared for a total examination of your business if you're looking for credit. If you've got good credit and there's a reason you do, you should be able to get a loan. If you can't, well, call back in a few minutes and ask Pat what he's going to do. What do you got for me next, Matt?
Lori in Miami Beach. She says she needs help. Her bills are killing her. She hasn't been, she's always been able to find a job until now. What should she do?
Well, first thing she should do is make sure that she prioritizes the bills that she has to pay and that she doesn't put herself under undue pressure. Then you need to go and figure out whether or not your cash flow is going to allow you to pay those bills off. If it's not, then look at your other alternatives. And it doesn't mean you got to go bankrupt. There's a lot of things in between. No matter what you do, realize that you have a contractual relationship with your lenders. And if you're going to do something about your debt, make sure you work with a qualified company or a lawyer. We'll talk more about this because we have a sponsor coming up in a couple of weeks that'll help you out. So stay tuned, Lori. Matt.
Charles from Boca Raton. I'm a 60-year-old guy and in commercial real estate. I can't find a position. What should I do?
Well, this is a tough one. But a number of guys that I know that are in that general vicinity have moved out of town, changed businesses, reinvented themselves, and it's not an easy solution. But there is structural change going on in the commercial real estate business. If you're not able to get traction right now, I'm not sure how much longer you want to wait. So I suggest you take a look around yourself, make sure you evaluate your strengths and weaknesses, see why you're not getting any nibbles, and remember, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. So if you're in process of looking for a job and not finding anything, maybe you need to change something that you're doing. But thanks for writing in, and thanks for listening, Charles, and good luck. There's a lot of people out there with you.
Steve from New York.
Hey, buenos dias, Nueva York.
How is the commercial real estate loan industry? I saw CSFB close its origination shop.
Well, actually, there is a lot of tension in the commercial real estate finance industry. And one of the things that's creating a lot of the uncertainty is the implementation language of the Dodd-Frank Amendment. There's not a lot of people that know what's going to come out right now. They've passed it, but they haven't passed all the regulations. A lot of the people in the industry are saying that a number of the layoffs that you're seeing in the financial services industry are in anticipation of what's going to happen to their business with Dodd-Frank. So be careful. We got to watch and listen to see what happens. Matt.
Sam in Fort Lauderdale. We need to get the people that cannot agree out of Washington and get some facilitators up there.
Well, that's why we got Pat on the show later today. We'll talk a little bit about that later with our good friend Pat, and we will talk about it. Pat's got an idea. Pat Murphy is one of the top candidates running for Congress, and he'll be on in a couple of minutes. What else you got, Matt?
I got Luis from Miami.
What's happening, Luis?
Do you think the government gridlock really caused the financial meltdown a few weeks ago?
Oh, there's no doubt that everybody got skittish with that government gridlock. And I guarantee you that it is one of the reasons why S&P downgraded the government debt. Let's remember that the most important thing about the country and a person is their credit rating. But let's also remember that it doesn't tell everything about everybody. There's still a number of credit agencies that have kept us, the United States, as a risk-free credit. It's just that we need to get people up in Washington that are willing to work together because they're up there and they work for us. It's time that they learn the lesson. Next.
Solomon from Miramar. What do you think of the Occupy?
Fill in the blank.
Fill in the blank. You know, Wall Street, Miami, wherever they are.
Well, I know that these are people that are crying out about what they believe to be inequalities in our system. I don't know that they're necessarily right on all the issues. Like I, for instance, have a problem with the people that put swastikas on their signs and say that it's all about the Jew bankers. The fact of the matter is, it's not about any one particular group. It's about an overall repositioning of our country. And if we all work together, it'll be okay. But we do have to work together, and we do have to realize that there are a number of people out there that are in deep pain, and a lot of people that don't know what to do. And we have to treat those people with respect, just the way we want to be treated with respect. However, if they don't respect us, they're going to have some problems. So I suggest that they organize, get their message out, and realize that there are more to life than complaining. Give me some solutions. Matt, give me another question.
Polly in Lauderdale by the Sea. Ask the politician how he's going to create jobs, good ones. You always say we need careers, not just jobs.
Okay, Polly, we'll take your heads up on that. Yeah, that is one of the themes on the show, is that we need careers, not just jobs. I'm really not all about the make work stuff about building a hotel or building a baseball park. I'd much rather see the $100 million spent on a clean room training facility so that we can prepare our local Overtown workers to work in the new UM health and research facilities that are going on over there. Careers, not jobs. If you have careers and entrepreneurs, the jobs will follow. Give it to me, Matt.
I have my biggest fan.
Oh, she's back.
Penny from Boca.
Hi, Penny.
Penny says, I bet Matt would make a great congressman.
Actually, I think she said congressperson is really the right term these days.
Well, you know, what can I say?
I think you could get elected. What do you think?
I, as long as I'm cooking, why not?
You're cooking with grease. Let's go.
Okay, Sven, also in Fort Lauderdale.
Okay, hey, I love the name, love the location. How about the question?
How does the Politico guy on your show,
yeah,
feel about access to good public education at all levels of the system?
Well, I'm sure he's for it. And again, Sven, you've been listening to the show. We talk a lot about the fact that we need good access to solid high-quality public education, and that's the way that we're going to grow this country, create good entrepreneurs and careers out there, and that will create the economic recovery we're all looking for. We need good, solid public access to public education. It's not just the private schools. Everybody needs to get an education if they're qualified. We need to make sure they're on the right track to help America, because this is a community, and we all need to pull together. One more, Matt.
Jorge from Boynton Beach. I got jammed up by one of those trade schools, took out a bunch of federal loans, and cannot get a job. How does Mr. Murphy feel about that?
I'm sure he's not too thrilled about the fact that our taxpayer money went to one of those trade schools that flim-flammed you. But one of the things that's your responsibility as a shopper is to make sure that you're going to go out and get an education that's marketable. So if you're looking at some of these private trade schools and you'll come out of there with tens of thousands of dollars in debt, make sure that you do the right thing. Don't go giving them the money and thinking that you don't have to pay back the federal government, because the federal government is us. All the people listening are contributing to your education by giving you a loan. Make sure you use it to get a good education. We'll be right back after this short message with Patrick Murphy. He's a Democrat. He's running for Congress up in District 22. He'll be facing Alan West. He is supported by a number of people in the community. He's going to tell us why. Back after this short break.
Feeling all right. We're all 19 years old. This thing never stops. Films, movies, commercials. You know this song, so if you want to join in on the chorus, I want you to join in on this one, okay?
Hi, this is Jim Freed. Need commercial real estate financing? How about some equity to get your project capitalized? I can help. Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Apartments, retail, hotel, office, and healthcare. We can help you get capitalized. Need to restructure your capital stack? Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back. More Freed on Business. We've got Patrick Murphy. He's a D running for Congress in Florida's District 22. He's got a full page of campaign highlights and all about him. But all I know is he's a good guy, and we're going to talk to him now. We had some questions teeing you up. Pat, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. He's got that Politico handshake. We just did it, so he's already got my vote. So, Pat, tell me a little bit about what's going on. You heard some of the questions. It sounds like there's a bunch of pain out there in the economy. Mm-hmm. We know you've got some plans for how to address that. We have some people that are all about careers, not just jobs, and mm-hmm. public education. Lots of things on the table. The buffet is yours.
Way too much to talk about for 10 minutes.
Welcome to the show.
Thank
Why
you.
Should somebody vote for you?
Well, I'm not a career politician. You said it a minute ago. What's the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing, expecting different results. Unfortunately, you look at Congress, and there's only 9 CPAs in all of Congress. Their job is to come up with a budget for the entire United States, and there's 9 CPAs and 182 attorneys, I think, give or take. Nothing against attorneys, but I think you could use some people with some financial background to look at our country's problems right now.
Well, I'd agree with that. So you're a CPA, and you're running for Congress, and
yes.
You're getting my vote just for that. Now, let's see. You're up there, you run for Congress, you get elected. What's the first thing you're going to want to do that's going to help small businessmen, people?
Well, look, it's all about the economy and jobs. And we have a short-term problem and a long-term problem. They both need to be addressed. You were kind of alluding to it earlier, in jobs and careers. And unfortunately, unless we fix a short-term problem, the long-term problem doesn't mean as much. We have to get through the short-term problem. our president laid out a jobs plan, which has been debated back and forth. And it's a plan that has been supported by Democrats and Republicans throughout the years. I support it. You know, most of that bill, I think, is great for our country. First, especially with the short term problem we have, the focus should be getting people back to work. Number one, small businesses. 2/3 of jobs created in this country are by small businesses. Well, what's a good way to do that? Payroll tax deductions. The average American makes about $50,000. Payroll tax deductions will benefit the average American by giving them $1,500 in their bank.
Now, let me just point out one of the things that the audience couldn't see. Hugo, who's on next, who's celebrating the 10-year anniversary of his small business that he's growing, gave you the big way to go back there.
All right, Hugo.
All right, you didn't see, but I had to let you know you got a fan back
you,
there.
One by one.
There you go.
Good.
Now you're a CPA,
yep.
And you want to get up there and you want to balance the books. It's all about job creation. Mm-hmm. You support the president's job creation program. How can we support the president's job creation program and balance our books?
Well, hey, if you're ever going to borrow money, now's the time. Interest rates are basically zero right now. If you're ever going to do it, if you're starting a company, if you're trying to get your country back on track, you have to invest in that company or that country. Now's the time to do it. Invest in jobs such as teachers and firemen and police. Keep them working. Keep them employed. That's a big part of the jobs package. Invest in our infrastructure. That will put millions of construction workers back to work. How about the mortgage refinancing? That's a huge
piece. Yeah, we didn't have any. We have calls about that all the time. What should I do? I'm underwater.
Right. It's a huge problem, and I don't think it's getting enough attention because most Americans' biggest asset is their home. And if you don't have confidence in the value of your home, you're probably not going to go out and buy that new car or that new telephone or whatever it may be.
No, consumer confidence is number one to getting us back on track.
Exactly. And the Republicans like to talk about regulations and taxes and all that. But if you don't have confidence, you're not going to go out and spend that money regardless of that.
No, most of the people I know are very uncomfortable with where they're going. You heard the 60-year-old guy can't get a job. You heard the one person's underwater with their credit cards and is freaking out. You heard the other person talking about that they're wanting to get retrained or find a new career. It's all about reinventing ourselves. And I like to make the analogy to Pittsburgh after the steel industry sort of went away. United States needs to reframe what we do and what we produce, because right now what we produce is a lot of college graduates that produce protests. Oh, boy, did I just sound like an old man. Well, Pat, tell us a little bit about yourself. We mentioned that you're a CPA. You know, we've had a lot of people, including one of our old governors, that just moved to the state. Actually, both of our a lot of our governors just moved now that I'm going through the rent roll there. Yeah. Are you a native Floridian?
Yes, born and raised. Grew up in the Keys, but lived and worked everywhere from Key West to Palm Beach.
Wow, so you're really a South Floridian.
Really, I'm a conk, actually.
Oh, that's great.
Born in the Keys.
I hope they heard that way down south. Now you're running for the district. Who's in your district? What's the geographic boundaries of the district?
Well, as it stands now, it runs from Fort Lauderdale Airport up to North Palm Beach, and it hugs the coast. It's one of the most gerrymandered districts in the country.
That sounded like it.
It's going to change. Florida picked up two new seats with the reapportionment process. That won't be decided until sometime next year. We don't know when, and we don't know where the new district's going to be. But my focus is defeating Allen West.
Yeah, I'm sure that wherever the new district will be, it'll be carved out to be as bright red as possible.
They're going to try.
Given the nature of the people that are making up that map. Not that I have a dog in that race. But in any event, so Patrick, you grew up here. You've been involved with being a CPA.
Yes.
Now, tell us a little bit about your economic your environmental background. I think that you had something to do with some of the Gulf of Mexico cleanup from the spill last year.
Yes. Well, like I said, I'm from the Keys, and I'm sure you remember when that oil spill happened. They talked about it getting the loop current coming down Florida's west coast through the Keys and up the Gulf Stream. I said, look, let's be the company on standby in the Keys to remediate this oil in case it ever comes. I'd had knowledge of a oil skimmer that was developed during the Exxon Valdez, never got put to market. So helped develop that, invested in that, and basically brought that to New Orleans to help clean up the oil spill. Fortunately, the oil never made it into that loop current, so I stayed in New Orleans cleaning up. Also got very involved in Haiti. We're in the process of building a 250-room hotel and conference center in Port-au-Prince. So my last year and a half has been spent traveling and helping to clean up and
Well, you picked a, you picked sort of a kind of a, you jumped around a little issue that made me think of something in the news lately has been the oil drilling off of Cuba's coast. If you live in the Conch Republic, that's got to concern you.
Certainly. And because of the embargo, if there were to be a spill, we couldn't send any assets down there to help clean up or any professionals, experts to go clean up. So it's a major problem.
Now, we're here in South in Dade County talking, but we are being beamed up to your district. How do you feel about the embargo? You mentioned that. It's not something we usually talk about, but it is something that does impact South Florida's businesses and the people that listen to our station. What's your position on that?
Well, if you ask me now, it's not working. You look at Cuba, it's one of the – I haven't been personally, but I've talked to plenty of people that have. They say it's one of the prettiest countries in the Caribbean. I spent a lot of time in the Bahamas, gone to some other islands, and there's plenty of potential. And the poor Cubans living there are suffering because of the embargo. And it's actually, I think, kept Castro in power longer. So I think it's backfired from the original plan of why it was put in place.
Now, I know that a lot of people are supporting you. I know that you're getting a lot of support. And I know that that Alan West is getting a lot of support, too.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about how broad your support is? And I guess that the metric everybody uses, and boy, do I hate that word, is dollars raised.
Right.
I know that there's a lot of candidates in a lot of races across the country for Congress. How are you doing vis-a-vis the rest of the folks?
Well, let me first tell you, when I got into this you know, I thought the reason I'm doing it is because of solutions and getting our country back to work. Nothing to do with fundraising. It's a – I don't know if I can cuss. It's a darn shame that that's what politics is all about right now, and that's how we're being judged on the money we raise. It's a major problem.
Yeah, I don't
problem.
Consider that vote, and, votes. And, unfortunately, and, a lot of people do.
Our system is flawed majorly right now. So, as you said, campaign finance – well, you said the financing. So we got off to a great start. I wish it wasn't the sort of – barometer of success, but we've been fortunate enough to be the number one fundraising challenger in the country for about 7 months now. Alan West, my opponent, I think is number one on the incumbent side.
Okay.
So it's certainly a fiery race.
Yeah, it will be the battle of the congressional all-stars or something.
The good news is that no one ever mentions is Alan West raised $1.9 million last quarter, which is an unbelievable number. However, he spent over $1.4 million raising that amount. So net, it's not like he blew it out of the water or something.
Well, all I can say is it's really not about campaign financing and raising money, and it really is a darn shame that that's what the politicos end up doing a lot of times. What do you think is the number one issue? Because we only have about 3 minutes, 2 minutes left here. 2 minutes, Juan, our veteran of the Gulf deployment, is telling us. we have 2 minutes left. What do you think about... What do you think about, for Juan, we'll ask that. What do you think about getting us out of the Middle East and all that aggravation over there? What's your opinion of that stuff?
Sooner the better.
Okay.
Get out.
Okay.
You know, we've gotten Osama bin Laden, thanks to our president. Gaddafi's gone. Saw that today. We need to get out.
We
need to focus on building
on
roads,
YouTube.
Bridges, and schools here at home, not halfway across the world. Our country's struggling. We need to be over there.
Last bite at the apple, because you mentioned schools. We've talked about the infrastructure bank and stuff like that. Schools. Public education funding.
Yes.
What do you think about that?
Can't have enough of it. That's my number one focus, education. No matter what and what you're looking at when it comes to the economy, getting people back to work, it always comes back to education. We're getting passed by so many countries with education. And long term, you're talking about careers. That's where we're flawed, is our education is lacking right now. We need to get students in class longer. We need to focus on getting better teachers, paying them more. I can't stress education enough.
Well, Pat Murphy, I know it's not all about the fundraising, but a little bit of it is. If somebody's interested in following you or in contributing to your campaign or volunteering or getting involved with the Murphy for Congress ticket and campaign, how would they go about doing that?
Well, the best way is our website, www.patrickmurphy2012.com. Again, patrickmurphy2012.com.
Patrick Murphy. Pat Murphy, I want to thank you. I wish you nothing but luck.
Thank you.
I wish you nothing but a long and successful career in Congress. I wish you much success on the campaign trail. Thank you so much for
appearing
with us.
Thank you for having me. I want to come back.
You'll be back. We'll have a lot of fun later on in the cycle.
Let's get into some depth here.
Well, we will. We will get into more depth. But we have to lay it out for everybody first. We'll be right back after this short message. Our next segment will be, who, Juan? I'm losing my touch here. It'll be the guys from DataCorp, or actually the guys and gals from DataCorp. And this is for you, Pat. You were born to run.
Hugo Perez of DataCorp. In today's fast-paced business climate, a business executive like you needs help keeping up with technology innovations that can help drive profits. DataCorp is the IT partner that you're looking for. DataCorp has been recognized as the number one ranked small business in South Florida. Our 10 years of service excellence integrating server systems got us to the top. Let us help you get to number one in your field. Make DataCorp your IT trusted advisor. Call me, Hugo Perez, at 954-671-5650. Again, that is 954-671-5650, or visit our website, www.data-corporation.com. And remember, DataCorp is powered by partnerships and driven by service.
Buying insurance has become as easy as point and click. However, knowing what is right for you individually or for your company can be extremely challenging. Matthew Gold and Corporate Benefit Planning are here to help. Matthew's team has over 30 years of insurance experience. Matthew and his team of experts will be glad to review what your needs are, what your status is, or just answer any questions you may have. Arrange a free evaluation now. You'll be glad you did. Call Matthew Gold at Corporate Benefit Planning at 305-215-7881 now for your free evaluation.
Ask Dr. Victor Franks how I lost 40 pounds in 4 months under his supervision. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to lose weight and stay healthy without working out. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to relax and stay that way for hours. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to keep your energy up while you increase your workload or your workout load. Ask Dr. Franks by calling 305-975-8748 or go to his website, www.AskDrFranks.com. You'll be glad you did.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM. The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Hey, it's Jim Freed, and we're back. I want to thank again for I want to thank Pat Murphy for coming on the show. But now we've got one of the true heart and souls of the show. We've got Hugo Perez from DataCorp, and it's a special day. Yes, what's today, is. Hugo?
Well, on Saturday, with God's blessing, we'll be able to celebrate our 10th anniversary as founding days of DataCorp.
All right, let's hear it in the room for DataCorp. There you go. All right, and we got Nydia's here too. Nydia, what's going on there? There you go. There you go. Thank you, Juan. Juan added his personal touch there.
Applause.
There you go. Well, Nydia, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim.
Now, tell me a little bit about DataCorp. How'd you guys decide to start DataCorp? Where were you guys 10 years and 1 week ago?
My partner Max, obviously Nydia's husband.
Nydia's hey, Max.
Nia's also an officer in the company. We were working 16-hour days for someone else, and we said, you know what? If we're going to do this, let's go do it and figure out who we want to work with and why we want to work with them. And so we just decided to put our business plan together in July of 2001, and October 2001, poof, we were born.
That sounds great. Now, I know that you've been growing and growing and growing. I know you've got your new initiatives about the healthcare in the cloud and stuff like that. So we've come from where? What was DataCorp doing 10 years ago when you opened the doors?
Well, it was back then. It was actually two guys and a dog, Max Miguel and Hugo Perez, and we ate the dog because
you were hungry.
It was tough times.
You told me he died. You ate the dog?
What can I tell you? You know, bow wow. We really didn't have a platform. So at that time, we didn't represent Microsoft or Cisco, any of those technology companies. And we were really doing business continuity and disaster recovery at that point. In fact, our tagline was keeping your business highly available. Because of obviously, we recall those 10 years ago was the horrific events of 9/11, and so from a business perspective, disaster recovery, security, and business continuity were, you know, top of all business person's mind.
Okay, and then now let's go forward a couple of years. You've been in business for a while. What did you evolve into doing in, let's say, the second or third year?
Well, interesting enough, prior to DataCorp, we represented another technology called Oracle, you know, top database, certainly at that time. And we were their go-to partner. And when we decided to sell that business, Microsoft was, you know, chasing us. So they ended up tapping on our shoulder and made us their partner of the year. In fact, we've been their partner of the year for 6 out of the 10 years we've been in business. And then from there, we grew to Citrix. And from there, we grew to Cisco.
Wow. Now, what is it that you do? Because you're naming all these big companies, and you've now been in business for 10 years. But what do you do with the different companies that you work for? I know, hi, I'm Jim Fried. I'm calling DataCorp. Help, help, help. Now what do you do?
Okay, there we go. Well, first of all, we ask, what do you need help with? Because
well, I need help with everything.
Right. Part of what we do is consulting, and consulting starts with listening. So what we do is we focus our energies on companies that have about 200 desktops to as much as 1,500 desktops. We have a few monster clients above that and a few that are smaller than that. But really what we do is our IT consultants, and we play the role of trusted advisor around the arenas of advanced infrastructure. The fact that we're in South Florida, hurricanes become a real impact. Although we've been fortunate, 2005 we were not. We had 4 hurricanes hit us back to back to back. So what we come in is consult companies on how to keep their mission critical systems up and running, regardless of the conditions.
So you keep them up and running. You keep their mission critical stuff going on. You help integrate the software packages and customize them for their use in business?
So, good question. Actually, we don't do a lot in the software arena, but we keep that layer highly available. What we do is mostly work in the closet, as they say.
You came out for me today, Hugh.
There you go. No problem. I know you catch that one real quick. We actually live, a lot of our work is in a data center. So we do a lot of work with a lot of data centers down here, like Terramark, Peak 10, and a few others. In fact, what we do is we do a lot of stuff with switches and routers and servers and storage and backup and recovery and replication. So it's not sexy business, but it's like the infrastructure at your home. When the lights are out, obviously you know about it.
So it sounds to me like you're in the meat and potatoes technology business then.
Absolutely. In the heart and soul of the top technologies that you can ever find in the stock market. And a lot of the times, there's so many technologies and so confusing that the role that we actually play, even for the larger companies, is that of validating what technologies will truly bring value to their business. So we play as consultants. We get paid as deployment experts. And then we manage it through a support agreement throughout the lifeline of our relationship.
Well, that sounds terrific. Now, I've got my 1,500 desktops. I need to get some help. How do I find you?
Well, for first, you can actually look us up on the internet. That's www.data-corporation.com or 305-594-6933.
Now, I've got my big company. I've got my 1,500 desktops. I've got DataCorp's put it together, and suddenly it goes down. It's like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and it goes down, and I'm in Doral, and traffic already stinks. What do I do?
Well, first, we have 2 offices. We have an office in Pembroke Pines. We have an office in Doral. And fortunately enough, our staff is located from Monroe County all the way up to Palm Beach. And everyone knows that I carry 2 devices. So if you can't reach our staff, you can certainly reach me. I have an iPhone and a BlackBerry.
Oh, good man, a good man. So even if there was the BlackBerry outage, I could still get a hold of my reps from DataCorp.
Amen. Business continuity.
I guess I picked up on a great red herring for you there. That's great.
There we go.
All right. So now it's in the end of the business cycle. We're now here at the 10-year anniversary. What are some of the new initiatives you've got going on that are coming up?
Well, let's face it. I mean, technology budgets are zero to none. So we're growing our managed support business. So if you don't refresh the old, you have to maintain it. Make sure that it's all driven through SLA agreements. And that's what we're doing more of, more managed support agreements. In addition to that, we actually don't have any vertical specialization. So we're looking at specializing. We're putting together some offerings around healthcare, higher education, and financial services.
Well, you know, we like higher education around here. Financial services ain't so bad either. And healthcare, we all need that. I'm sure you're going to help us keep the healthcare costs down. Nitya, I want to thank you so much and congratulate you. You got anything to say to Hugo?
I don't know how I've been able to withstand him for 10 years now.
I guess that's all we really need to know. I'm glad that you brought Nydia with you to give you a pat on the back, Hugo. Well, I'm going to pat you on the back.
Well, let me just say the following. Our success has been through our family culture. So we have an incredible relationship across all of our staff, obviously with the officers as well. And when we go home, it doesn't end. We take our family with us.
Yeah, and I think that you do business that way, too. You have a great circle of people that you do business with. It's great. We really enjoy being a part of it. Again, if somebody wants to get continuity in their technology at their business, how do they get a hold of you?
305-594-6933 or hugo@data-corporation.com.
All right, Hugo, congratulations. Nydia, I don't know how you put up with him this long. Max, God bless you. We'll be right back after this short message with Javier Morales and Alex Thomas from Associates in Business. Hey, everybody, make sure that on November 4th in the morning, you meet me up at the Wayne Huizenga School of Business and Entrepreneurship at Nova Southeastern University. You go, why would I do that? Because NAIOP is going to have their chapter meeting there, and it is going to be a good one. It is their business roundtable. They'll have David Medalonis, Ford Gibson, Gloria Fernandez, my old friend Terry Stiles, Jason Hockman, Price Elam, another old friend. Jack Lowell, another old friend. Kirk Felici, another old friend. Barbara Liberatore Black, and more. All to meet with you and talk about your business in real estate at a small little round table. If you want to RSVP, call 954-938-2137. Or you can go to www.naiopsfl.org. Make sure that you attend this event. It's top of the line.
Hi, this is Jim Fried. Need commercial real estate financing? How about some equity to get your project capitalized? I can help. Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Apartments, retail, hotel, office, and healthcare. We can help you get capitalized. Need to restructure your capital stack? Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
At Estrella Marketing Solutions, their dedicated and highly skilled professionals are committed to the success of each and every valued client. With decades of combined experience in marketing, internet technologies, database management, as well as art and design, the Estrella team is more than equal to the task at hand, helping companies make the most effective use of their marketing budget while providing the expertise and support required to consistently achieve superior results. Estrella backs their people up with cutting-edge technology, superior customer support systems, and all the tools they need to ensure the best possible result with every campaign Estrella develops, manages, and tracks. They are helping Jim Fried build his business. Let them help you build yours. So join companies like Kraft, Motorola, TiVo, Best Western, Dish Network, National Geographic, AT&T, and Microsoft, and become a member of the Estrella team. Call Adam at 561-274-4443 or look Estrella up on their website at www.estrellams.com.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we are back with our social media segment. I've got Javier Morales, President and CEO, and Alex Thomas, Vice President of Associates in Business. Welcome back to the show, guys.
Hey, Jim, good to be back. Jim?
Hey, it's going great, and I'm glad to have you back. We've got our new Facebook welcome page. What's with that?
Yeah, well, we actually, now that we've gone to sort of like the next phase of the development of Facebook, we've actually launched the official welcome page, which includes some of the posts that are actually going up on the website. So as it gets updated on the website, it'll automatically stream right into the Facebook welcome page.
Oh, they can't get away from me now.
That's right. We need that content.
Alex, how am I doing on content? Because we talked on the last show that we were doing all of the blocking and tackling, but we hadn't really gotten to the forward pass yet.
That's right. That's right. Actually, Jim, I got to applaud you. Did a great job. We got a beautiful article out there on institutional equity.
Thank you.
And how that can assist folks in growing their business.
Thank you.
It's what I've been looking for. So we are in the process of syndicating that content.
Cool.
And getting as much exposure for that. And so there's a couple things that go along with that. Number one, you get your own content and words out there. And importantly, for the SEO and for your website, it helps to create those all-important links pointing back to your website and helping to increase your visibility. So it's all good stuff.
Very cool. Now, I noticed that we put something new on the website, and that's a travel widget, which I don't even understand that term.
Well, what that is basically offers the latest and greatest travel deals through a network that automatically streams in. So what happens is that hotels have special offers and special deals. They upload it into a system, and it'll automatically stream right into your website. And more importantly than that, we're actually getting ready to launch a landing page for that. So they'll be able to see special deals that are being that widget, but once they click on that widget, it'll actually go to an independent page that'll offer them the ability to search by destination, search for air, search for packages, and just really offer them the latest and greatest in last-minute travel deals.
Yeah, it sounds terrific. And we're also going to integrate our new contest. I want to thank Matt Gold for sponsoring the contest this time. We're going to be having our contest. It's going to be up probably the beginning of next week, I think. We'll be offering a one-night stay at the Naples Beach Hotel and Golf Club, which is at 851 Gulf Shore Boulevard North in Naples. One of the things that you may not know about the Naples Beach Hotel and Club is the fact that it is the only hotel in Naples that's a resort that's on the water directly, and it also has a contiguous 18-hole golf course, which, if I recall correctly, again, and it's too bad Juan stepped out for a minute or he'd be playing applause like crazy, it's where Jack Nicklaus broke par for the first time. So that place has been around for a while. It's a great location. It's a place you're going to want to check out. I want to thank Matt Gold for sponsoring this sweepstakes again, and we'll have that up. You'll want to take a look and make sure you keep your eye out for that. And what's the update on SEO?
Well, actually, as I was saying, I think the most important thing is having gotten that article recently from you. We are really in the process of getting that syndicated out. I mean, our goal is to increase your visibility online to get folks to kind of learn a little bit about Jim and some of your thoughts and kind of set yourself up as a leader in the industry online. And so hopefully that will eventually start to take hold and we'll start driving those links over to the site and build up some more traffic.
Now, I know I'm the natural result for Jim Fried on Google. I'm natural number one. What are some of the other things that you've been able to achieve?
Oh, sure, you bet. At this point, if someone was to search for business radio talk show, our business radio talk show host, business radio, you're coming up at the top on the first page for any of those searches at this point.
Oh, high five to you across the room. You guys are the man.
We're going to take that to the next level. Now our goal is to go for something that's a little bit more aggressive, a little bit more competitive. You'll be kind of going head-to-head with some of those well-known folks out there.
So they're
going
to lose.
We're on it. We're on it.
Nobody can beat this team. Nobody can beat our team. What are some of the things that we can look forward to in social media from Freedom Business in the upcoming weeks?
Well, some of the exciting things that are just actually happening for us that actually is going to transpire for everyone else is we're actually added some new members to our team.
Cool.
We just added a new person, Gwen Feliciano, and Alex Rodriguez, who's going to be helping us with content.
A-Rod.
A-Rod, exactly. That's exactly right. What comes because we have two Alexes. But be prepared because they're going to be hounding you for content, because one of the things that we want to start doing is now that we have a fan base is engaging with those fans and getting them more involved with the page.
Now, I'm looking forward to that, and I'm looking forward to your people pushing me because I don't know what to do. I have the schedule. I think I'm pretty regular and posting and publishing and doing things, and now it's going to be improving the quality of that content, and you guys are going to coach me on that.
Exactly. So that's going to be the next step. The next step is really going out there and engaging and really just putting the word out. Like even, you know, what we talked about today with business and Mr. Murphy coming in here, those are important things that people need to know, and going out there engaging is going to be key.
Well, I'm getting the sign from Juan. It's time to wrap up. If people want more info on associates in business, how do they get that?
Well, they can reach us at 954-828-0614 or visit us online at www.associatesinbusiness.com.
And do you want to give a shout-out to anybody in our studio audience?
Yeah, I'm very fortunate. I have my son here with me today, so very excited to have him here and see a little bit of what you do.
Yeah, well, it's at least nice to know that at least somebody in your family is good-looking, Javi.
All right. After his mother.
There you go. We'll be right back after this short break with Dr. Victor Franks. He's down from the mountaintop. He's waiting on the other line. We'll be right back after this short break.
Hi, this is Jim Fried. Need commercial real estate financing? How about some equity to get your project capitalized? I can help. Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Apartments, retail, hotel, office, and healthcare. We can help you get capitalized. Need to restructure your capital stack? Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we're back with more Fried on Business. We've got Dr. Victor Franks beaming in from the Grand Tetons. Dr. Franks, what's the problem with aluminum?
The problem, or as the English say, aluminium.
Oh, aluminium! I'm sorry. Regardless,
it's a dangerous thing to be getting into your body, and not even most people are unaware of the fact that they're being poisoned on a systematic basis by aluminum.
Now, wait a minute. We've heard about mercury. I think most of us knows that mercury is bad for us, that it's in there, whatever. What's with aluminum? I mean, I thought that was okay.
Well, aluminum, it's useful. Let's face it, aluminum foil, et cetera, but the research, and there's been tons of research, Jim, that has pointed not completely, infallibly to the fact that it causes Alzheimer's and dementia, but all the research points to that fact, and there's just been tons of research, if you're going to do anything to avoid Alzheimer's and dementia, this is the first thing you want to do is get aluminum out of your life.
Well, how is aluminum in my life? You mean from the aluminum foil even?
Well, even aluminum foil, yes, but probably the most insidious of all things.
Oh, say that again. I love that word, insidious.
Well, I'll tell you, what it is antiperspirants, and down there in sweaty Miami, how many people are using antiperspirants? How many look at the ingredients in your antiperspirant, and it's aluminum?
Now, wait a minute. How about powder? Like not. Oh gosh, I got
powder is good. Body powder, especially with cornstarch or.
Oh, good. I'm free and clear then, because that's the way I go. I mean, that way.
Still use your deodorant, please. I beg of you.
I should just be a stinker, huh?
Yeah, well, you need to use your deodorant, but not the antiperspirant. Because, you think about it, too. Your lymph glands are right up in your pit there, and you're pouring aluminum right in
there. Oh, I just love that visual, Victor.
It's horrible. So now, and another thing, antacids, as if I haven't given you enough reasons
to not do antacid, yes.
Exactly. Look at antacids. They got aluminum as well. And believe it or not, cow's milk, which, we've talked about how you hate that, too,
yeah.
Exactly. And one of the most obvious things is aluminum cookware. Hopefully, these days, most people are using stainless steel.
Matt just had a heart attack. He's got to go back to his kitchen and throw everything out.
Well, aluminum cookware, especially if you use tap water with fluoride in it, it acts as a synergistic effect that it releases even more aluminum. It's very soft. You can take a spoon and scrape your cookware and just see the aluminum come right off. And especially tomato sauce, any kind of pasta sauce, that'll leach the aluminum right out. So just throw it away.
Matt's dying over here. He's having a heart attack.
Sorry, Matt, but you're killing yourself. And not to mention, another reason not to drink soda But if you're going to drink soda or beer, please use bottles.
Oh, well, I always thought it tasted better. Now I know why.
Yeah, exactly. And we already talked about aluminum foil and some dental composites. So these things are regular things in people's lives, and they just don't understand. Not only causes Alzheimer's and dementia, but it's linked to ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease, which is a horrible thing, Down syndrome, and other neurological diseases. So anything having to do with your brain, it just goes right in there, and it's hard to get out once it's in there, but there are some things you can do.
Well, Victor, what can I do and make it fast? Because then I need how to get in touch with you, because I'm almost out of time.
Okay, well, you're already doing a lot of it. Spirulina and chlorella, which is in your green drink that you ingest every day, and one of the Miami favorites, fresh cilantro, which a lot of people just crave.
Oh, Juan is loving that. So Juan's a cilantro man.
Cilantro. And another good reason to eat Brussels sprouts, cabbage, and kale.
Yeah, but one of them certainly isn't proximity. Hey, Victor, now if people want to get a hold of you, how do they do that? Because I got to run to get to Matt's chicken paprikash over here.
www.askdrfranks.com or my phone number, 305-975-8777.
Hey, when are you going to come off the mountaintop and join us back down here at sea level, Victor?
Unfortunately, I'm packing my bags. It's beautiful right now. All the cottonwoods and aspens are golden, but that's about the end of it. In 2 weeks, I'm out of here.
All right. Well, we'll be looking for you live down here. Enjoy your trip past the World Series, and we'll see you soon, Dr. Victor Franks. All right, man, and now it's time for our segment with Matt Gold. Matt, as always, you're at the end. We've got no time left, but tell me how to cook chicken paprikash.
I got to throw away all my pots and pans, so let's do that first.
All right.
All right, I'm back.
All right, Matt's
here we
back.
Go.
Give it to me,
first,
Matt.
Chicken paprikash. First of all, it's one of those old-fashioned dishes that you make all in one skillet. You have it's just a simple recipe. It's basic. And it's so savory, and it smells, the aromas that you get in your home just make you feel like you're with grandma. I mean, it's just wonderful. So what you do is chicken paprikash. It's basically an onion savory chicken dish. And what you do is you take four large onions, you slice them big with, nice rings. You throw them into your iron skillet.
There you go. You learned something on the Jim Fried Show.
With a little bit of vegetable oil, salt and pepper, and just let them get translucent, which is basically cook them for about 10. Yes, exactly. Nice and soft, and really let the juices come out of the onion. Now, once
that's
done,
here, Matt.
Oh yeah, baby. And then you take your chicken pieces. I want you to pick the chicken that you like best, whether it be, if you're a leg guy or you're a breast man, you have to figure out which is the best way to go. So you take your pieces. If you want both, you put both in there. But what we're going to do is...
I like breasts and legs, both of them.
I'm glad. And if they, you can separate them into separate pieces, this way you can pick and choose at the right time.
That just sounds like a good thing.
So what I'm telling you to do is once the onions have gotten translucent, you turn up the heat nice and high, and you throw on the chicken onto the onions. And you let it sear the chicken. It takes about a minute and a half, 2 minutes. Then you flip them. Another minute and a half, 2 minutes, and you flip it again. Then you sprinkle over the whole dish really good quality paprika. And once you get that done, you cover the whole dish, and you put your iron skillet into a 350-degree oven, and you cook it for about 45 minutes. The juices from the onions, the flavor from the chicken all meld together. It is going to be scrumptious. You then can serve it. Once you take it out 45 minutes later, the chicken's going to fall off the bone. It's fantastic. And you're going to serve it with either your favorite rice, you're going to serve it with a nice wide noodle, whatever works best for you. But that's what we got this week, chicken paprikash.
That sounds great. That sounds just like Grandma would make if she was a 50-year-old middle-aged guy like you.
I'm not 50 yet, Jim. I'm not 50.
Well, I don't know. Whatever you are, Penny sure likes it. Now, first of all, I want to make sure that everybody realizes that it's now time for me to get a couple of things off my chest. The first thing I want to talk about is the sporting news. Hey, guys, give me a break. I've been a customer of the Sporting News for 25, 30 years trying to get the best information on sports, and they've gone from weekly to biweekly. Now they're going monthly. They're losing me. Guys, Sports Illustrated has it figured out how to give me a weekly magazine. I need it to relax. Give me my freaking weekly magazine or adios, TSN. We talked a little bit with Pat Murphy about public education. I'm going to rant about it a little bit again. Public education is what we need. We need good, solid public education. We need it at all levels, especially the highest level. High quality public education is what we need to pull us out of the recession. And then I want to tell you, I went yesterday to the Marlins ballpark. If you haven't driven past the Marlins ballpark, yes, I realize it's $550 million worth of ballpark plus another $75 million worth of parking garage. But get beyond that and look at it because it's here and it's a fact now. It is spectacular. The opportunities to go and socialize. I see Javi's kid. You're going to want to be sitting in the outfield at the fancy bar that they're going to make that's going to be right by the windows to downtown. It's going to be a happening place. I got to give it to Claude DeLome from the Marlins. That stadium is going to look good. Now, make sure to be with us next week. We're going to have a capital markets update with Kevin Miliff. Kevin Miliff's going to come on. We're going to talk capital markets. We're going to have a new guest on the show. We're going to have Bob Diener. Bob is going to talk about Get a Room, his new company. Then we're going to have Peter Cassis. Peter's going to be on talking about helping you out with your hardware on your computer. And again, I want to make sure that you look for the emails about our new contest. Our new sweepstakes is going to be for the Naples Beach Hotel and Club. Again, thanks to Matt Gold for being the sponsor on that. And we're going to have a lot of new things coming up on the show in the next few weeks as we head into the fourth quarter and through it. I can only tell you that this is Jim Fried. I want to thank all of our sponsors. I want to thank Pat Murphy. I want to thank Associates in Business. I want to thank NAIOP. I want to thank Matt Gold. I want to thank Dr. Victor Franks up on the mountaintop. But most of all, I want to thank you, our listeners. I want to make sure you go to our Facebook page and like our show. Please tell your friends to do the same thing. This is Jim Fried. I've got Matt Gold here, and I've got Juan Gill riding the board. We're Fried on Business. Look for us on 880 a.m. next Thursday at 5. We'll also be rebroadcast Friday at 3 and Tuesday at 10. Remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen.
McCoy, but down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. You drive on a drop-top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money, and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody say, Jack, don't you know that you don't tug on Superman's cape? You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off the old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. But do do da da. Fell over the pool room, the Jimmy come bopping in an awful street. When the cutting was done, the only part that wasn't bloody was the soles of the big man's feet. Yeah, he was cutting about 100 places, and he was shot in a couple more. And you better believe it's on a different kind of story when the big Jim hit the floor.